FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The death toll has now reached 80 and is likely to climb further in a devastating truck bomb attack in what was supposed to be the safest neighborhood of Kabul, Afghanistan.
This attack took place at the height of rush hour traffic when people were going to work. A large truck packed with explosives detonated, killing over 80 people, and we've been watching that number rise quite rapidly.
Correspondent Ian Lee. Maryland's Attorney General has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that could continue to hold up construction of the Purple Line. The appeal centers on Judge Richard Leon's order that there be further study of potential Purple Line ridership. State and federal officials have said an analysis found that Metro's declining ridership would not have a significant impact on the Purple Line, which would not be part of the Metro system. The final reports are in from both the Keep the Name and the Change the Name sides of the debate over the Jeb Stuart High School in Fairfax County.
Keep the Name folks like Denise Patton argue Jeb Stuart wasn't fighting for slavery, but to keep the union together.
I'm a former history teacher. It grieves me to see how distorted history can become.
She wants two board members to recuse themselves, arguing Sandy Evans and Pat Hines didn't stay nonpartisan as the code of conduct requires.
They were involved in every aspect of
and
it.
And she says coordinated with the NAACP.
We're not the catalyst. We were approached by members of our community for help.
NAACP member and Change the Name committee member George Albert.
Jeb Stuart died for the values of the Confederacy, slavery, white supremacy.
Board scheduled a final vote for June 22nd. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County is settling its lawsuit over the troubled Silver Spring Transit Center. The county had sued the contractors who designed and built the transit center for $47 million in cost overruns and $20 million in damages. But the reported settlement is for $25 million. The case is currently in the midst of a scheduled 30-day jury trial. Well, if you like to use Amtrak to get from D.C. to New York, get ready for fewer options for the next couple of months.
New York's Penn Station is undergoing a series of major track improvements this summer, and that'll mean starting July 10th, three round trip or six total trains between D.C.'s Union Station and New York City will be canceled, and that is expected to continue through September 1st. Amtrak says in a statement that its reservation systems have been updated to reflect the schedule changes, and for those who booked their trip a while ago, they will be contacted to rebook. Maria Lee on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The 2018 race for governor of Maryland gets another announced candidate today. Former NAACP President Benjamin Jealous will hold a news conference in Baltimore to announce that he'll be seeking the Democratic nomination to challenge popular Republican Larry Hogan. Montgomery County Police continue to turn a tragedy into a tool for change.
Starting this morning, you can roll up your sleeves and help save a life. Montgomery County Police Sergeant Rebecca Innocenti says all you need to do is drop by police headquarters in Gaithersburg.
We do encourage people to sign up online or call the American Red Cross for an appointment. Certainly walk-ins are welcome.
Since Officer Noah Liotta's death in December 2015, the department has been holding blood drives to give back. Liotta was killed by a drunk driver while he was on a DUI patrol.
Certainly we want to remember and honor all of our fallen officers.
Today's blood drive runs until 2 this afternoon. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Singer Ariana Grande and other pop stars are returning to Manchester, England for a charity concert.
The show is being called One Love Manchester. It'll take place on June 4th at the Emirates Old Trafford, an outdoor stadium that seats 26,000. For her return, she's asked some celebrity friends to join her. Coldplay, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, and Miley Cyrus will also appear at the benefit for the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum checking your money. The Dow opened today at 21,029. The NASDAQ at 6203. Sports, the Nats make it two in a row over the Giants with another win. The O's lose to the Yankees. Bryce Harper gets a four-game suspension for Monday's brawl. WNBA the Mystics tangle with Connecticut today. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
It's the big screen stores 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa!
Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's start on 66, where we still have crews clearing the right lane of the earlier crash. So eastbound 66, this is going to be right as you approach and pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. And I tell you what, within the past 15 minutes, it's getting tough to see in this traffic camera because the fog is getting thicker through that stretch. So patches of fog around the area this morning. Please allow plenty of time and plenty of braking distance for the cars, vehicles in front of you. So 66 out of Centerville to Fair Oaks, not using that right lane at the scene of that crash. Only one lane of the Beltway gets open if you're leaving, say, the Wilson Bridge. Interloop side towards Springfield. Interloop before you get to the exit for Van Doren. Crews have been dealing with a car fire. It's been extinguished. Ambulance left, but we still have fire truck and police there. Only the left lane gets by. Now, this is very tricky. A lot of commuters use Glebe Road coming out of Arlington to get toward the Chain Bridge and Canal Road, but that is closed each direction due to a downed tree. 270, it's just been about the volume, but not really getting quite thick here through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. Update sponsored by Sun and Ski. The more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you'll save. $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during the Sun and Ski patio sale in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit drier and milder weather over the next few days. Clouds will break out and at least some sun today with a passing shower, thunderstorm. 84, plenty of sunshine by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Centerville, 61 in La Plata, 66 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Sun and Ski. The death toll is rising in Kabul after a truck bomb attack near the German embassy. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on Mornings on the Mall. This is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us this morning at 7:05, Alexi McCammons from Axios, here to talk about changes to the Trump White House staff. That site's been all over the drama over there. 7:35, we'll have Ronald Kessler swinging in. He's going to talk about James Comey acting on false Russian intelligence. And at 8:05, Baltimore Councilman Brandon Scott to discuss Baltimore's implementation of a curfew to try and curb youth violence in that city. Ooh. Vince Colonna is in this morning with Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning.
This is an interesting story. Look at that music. Thanks, Mike. So, the question before us this morning, Mary Walter, is do school dress codes end up body shaming young girls?
Oh, please.
I know, the word body shaming always makes me go, I don't want to talk about this. Get me out of this. This is not what I want to be a part of. Do school dress codes end up body shaming young girls? That's a question. It's posed in a CNN article. Whether or not you like the term body shaming, I think it's an interesting topic. 888-630-9625. Are you happy with your kid's dress code? Do you think it goes too far? Do you think it goes far enough? Do you think the school is unevenly applying the dress code? What do you make of the dress code at your kid's school? 888-630-9625. Mary, I'm reading about this mother. Her name's Catherine Perlman. She's a mother of two. She wrote a letter to her daughter's middle school principal that she posted in a blog post. She said her daughter, now 13, had been told in the fall by a teacher she shouldn't wear yoga pants because, quote, the boys would get turned on and then be embarrassed.
Whatever.
And then for 2 days in a row, her daughter, who is 5'7", was told she violated the school's dress code for wearing shorts that were too short because her fingertips could still get past the bottom of her short length. Often we use the fingertip test often with girls in terms of skirt lengths and shorts. If your fingertips go past the hem, the shorts are too short, or the skirt is too short. And she was told that several times that they were too short, and she had to put boys' gym shorts on instead and return to class. So, she's upset. You know, this mother, Catherine, says, look, I go shopping at like all over the place, and I can't find what you're asking my daughter to wear. She says, to reward you for treating my daughter with such concern, I'm cordially inviting you to take my daughter shopping. Now, don't forget that you will have to find something in the stores that also meets your dress code requirements, she writes. Mm-hmm. She has very long fingers, which seems to make finding shorts that won't get her sent to the principal's office impossible. I can tell you from experience that just heading to the mall, Target, and the outlets won't cut it. Not much for her there. I've already checked. And she's one of some people who think, look, we should stop so thoroughly policing what our girls wear and instead start policing what's appropriate behavior from the boys if we're that concerned. That's her feeling.
We're in the situation we're in because parents don't parent their children, and they allow their children to wear inappropriate clothing. And if you don't believe me, look at what half the girls are wearing to the prom. It's inappropriate. And I'm older than you, Vince, and when I was in school, we were not allowed to wear shorts, period. Boys or girls, no shorts in the summer. You know, I mean, you went to school or in school in June, there was no air conditioning. You were not allowed to wear shorts, period, end of story. Nobody complained about it. There was no discussion about whether it was inappropriate or not. But girls didn't come to school in belly shirts because our parents didn't allow it. Mm-hmm. We didn't come in. No one was sent to the principal's office for having a super low-cut shirt because your parents didn't allow it. Were there girls that changed after they got to school? Absolutely. Boys don't do that. Girls do. But if they did, the principal just happened to think that what that girl was wearing was inappropriate, took the girl, brought her to his office, called her parents, and your mother had to come down with other clothes. And when you got home, there were consequences to be paid for it. That's not how it works anymore. It's, my child has a right to wear whatever she wants because you're body shaming my child. Stop it. This is why we need uniforms. End of story. That's it. Everybody dresses the same. There's no one's being treated differently than anybody else. Boys wear this uniform, girls wear that, and we're done. We're done with the conversation, and we're back to learning in school. I love it. That's the way I think we need to go.
Yeah, I can say as a parent to a toddler, I don't have to deal with this yet, but I have a toddler girl, and all of this is very promising to me, by the way. This is all going to be a fun experience. But I look at some of the clothes that are available for even little kids, and I'm like, what is that retailer thinking? And simultaneously, what are the parents thinking that buy some of these clothes? Like little belly shirts for kids. I don't get it. I'm not really sure what's inspiring that. Why we want to dress like our precious little girls as full-grown adult women making bad decisions. Like I don't know what really goes into that thought process, but in terms of feeling like there's so much about the clothing industry that's challenging, I kind of agree with this mom. It does kind of sound to me, though, like she's whining a little too much, that she's tapping out too early on this and saying, it's not my daughter's fault, it's not my fault. You get your house in order, change your dress code, allow my daughter to wear shorter shorts. Come on. I mean, I think these schools have rules for a reason, and they enforce them, and they should be enforced equally across the board.
Absolutely. We need to learn time and place. Kids need to learn that when you go to school, you can't necessarily wear what you want. Just like when you go to work, you're not going to be allowed to necessarily wear what you want. Time and place. There you go.
I think a lot of people feel, by the way, like yoga pants are the greatest scam ever perpetuated on the American woman. But, like... Mike's looking at me across the table here and nodding. It's just that American women everywhere are wearing yoga pants, like spray paint pants. First of all, thank you. I just want to think, on behalf of all American men, thank you. But there is an argument to be made that, like in a school situation, young girls doing that, at least wear a shirt that covers your rear end. Like, I can see a school making a reasonable quibble over something like that. So, you know, in this case, what's your view on this? Is your school dress code up to snuff? Do you like the dress code that the school has for your kid? Or do you think it goes too far, for instance, like this mother does? Or does it not go far enough? Are there kids dressing, or are they not enforcing it, maybe? Is the dress code out of control? Taking your calls. 888-630-9625. Weigh in. 888-630-9625. 615 now on WMAL. Traffic and weather first on the fives every 10 minutes. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, it's been a little busy here in the traffic center. Car fire, tree down. Here's the story on the Virginia Beltway. As you leave the Wilson Bridge heading toward Springfield, an unusual backup for you, so plan for the extra time. I'm now looking at the delays on the Wilson Bridge. However, car fire and the activity, everything cleared to the shoulder, so all lanes literally have just been reopened, so there is some hope in sight here. Again, heading from the Wilson Bridge towards Springfield, car fire near Van Dorn cleared. All travel lanes have just been reopened. That's the same story on 66 in Fair Oaks. Incident had just cleared from the right lane as well. So lanes open, but out of Centerville, slow. Unfortunately, it's not open. Chain Bridge and Glebe Road area where a huge tree has come down. No surprise with these storms. We've had some problems with signal lights, with trees. Glebe Road coming out of Arlington, you will not be able to get to 123, the Chain Bridge, or cross the Chain Bridge to get in toward Georgetown and Canal Road. So start to plan for your alternate getting into Georgetown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we'll have clouds early with peaks of sunshine expected late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible today with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, you got a stray shower or thunderstorm possible early and some clouds, a low of 63. Then tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high around 80 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 66 degrees on WMAL. It's 6:16 right now, Mary Walter. We're talking about school dress codes and the fact that this one mother's upset that the dress code's so restrictive that she can't even shop for her kid. The shorts aren't long enough, she says, at Target. So what is a woman to do? Let's go now to Laurie in Southern Maryland, who joins us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So tell me, what do you think about the dress code?
So I'm a mother of a son, so I don't really have that issue, but I do work in a high school. And I feel that, you know, the students already know that they're dressed inappropriately, and there's certain standards that, you know, they should hold themselves accountable for. And if the parents are letting them outside and they're saying there's nowhere to shop, then they're obviously shopping in the wrong store.
Is the dress code, you know, well enforced in your school?
No, it's not, because so many, we have over 1,200 students. And it's hard, so when you pick one, they're like, well, you know, you're picking on me, I'm the victim, why me when she's wearing that? You know, so it's really not, because you can't get each and every student for their particular dress code violation, but it's the short shorts, the skirt, mid-dress,
yes,
the cleavage. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, Laurie.
And, you know, we had one mom complain because her daughter was being harassed, but, you know, at the same point, look how she's dressing.
Yeah. All right, Laurie, thank you. Thank you for that this morning. Thanks for joining us. We've got CJ also in Manassas now. CJ, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, yes, thank you for taking my call. It's obvious to me that the woman that was reporting this is probably from a single-parent family, because I find it that male father figures in the house are much more reluctant to let their little girls go dressed out very in risque clothes.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I wonder if fathers, CJ, as you're saying, are more restrictive when it comes to handling what their daughters can wear. One would think that that is the case, typically, that fathers are overly cautious about what their daughters go out in public in.
I agree with CJ. That was my mother, when it would be like, well, I would let you wear that, but I don't think your father will. Because my mother always would be like, well, you have to pass it by your father first. And my father definitely would say, no, you're not wearing it. And listen, I was not wearing anything provocative to school or anything inappropriate. But my father would be like, you don't like your clothes? I'll send you to Catholic school, and then we're not having this discussion. And that was it. That was always the threat. You know, I'll send you to Immaculata, and then we won't have this discussion. So my father definitely, and I think when you don't
have... You know he's serious. He's willing to pay for private
exactly.
school but not have that discussion.
To CJ's point, not having as many fathers in the home and having more kids being raised up in single-parent households, I think you start to see this reflection.
It's weird. It's almost like having a mother and father comes with indelible value. Mike's in Springfield this morning. Mike, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We send our children to school in order to be prepared for life. okay? You don't get to choose some things in life. Sometimes things are dictated to you as a necessity. In other words, you have people who do not understand how to dress business appropriate. When you go to school that has a dress code, you learn these things. It's a very, very good idea, because especially in this PC world today where people complain about having an American flag on a shirt.
Yes.
Okay, well, if nobody has an American flag on their shirt and they're all wearing white shirts, nobody can complain. There are no lawsuits. There's none of this crap.
Right.
So why can't we just have a standard where children wear a decent uniform to school, everybody's the same, nobody gets to choose what they wear, nobody gets to be different, nobody gets to be special, nobody gets preferential treatment, and everybody's happy.
A good point, Mike. I want to stand up and cheer. I'd get away from the microphone, though. don't you think? I mean, in this society, Mary, it's not like we have an overabundance of respect for authority right now.
I like the idea, as I said earlier, of a uniform, and people say, oh, well, that's really expensive, but actually it winds up being less expensive, and I think it helps the parents who maybe don't have the money to buy the latest sneakers for their kids and that kind of thing, because you have, or the latest t-shirt or the right jeans, none of that comes into play. You don't have to worry about it, and at the end of the year, schools will always have a sale, or at the beginning of the year, like 2 weeks before school starts, they'll have a big sale and everybody can come and bring their stuff and you could sell your uniform to somebody else who needs it. You could buy a discounted uniform. I love the idea of uniforms in schools, and you get back to learning.
Let's go real quickly now to Russ in Centerville. Russ, good morning. Our Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the uniform, that was what I was going to say. You wake up in the morning, you know what you're going to wear. There's no decision to argue. You'll make it to school on time. The uniform is the way to go. Everybody's equal. And as far as the worst thing perpetrated on women, it's got to be high heels and hose.
Oh, amen. Now I'm going to get up and cheer. Amen, Russ. Yes.
Well, some wide consensus this morning on the way women dress. Thank you for that. It's 6:22 on WMAL.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats, and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth, crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for Governor.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's RiceDelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. It's 625 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's find out if it's yoga pants weather. Here's Jamie Witten first in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yoga pants weather all the time. 24-7. All right, let's go on to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're coming out of Jessup and into Laurel, crash has just been reported, and I'm watching delays quickly form. So be very careful if you're heading southbound, south of 198. It looks like that's where the scene of the crash is, closer to 197. So southbound side, BW Parkway for the crash. Again, just reported. Northbound side, not seeing any delays. It looks like the northbound lanes are open. 270, it's been about the volume. Oh boy, Virginia, we've been busy. Beltway, we had a car fire. That's been taken care of, but we still have the remnants of the car and activity on the shoulder. But all lanes reopen, but we are in a continuous backup now, leaving Maryland to cross the Wilson Bridge through Alexandria toward Van Dorn Street. But again, your lanes have been open. Also, a continuous delay through Manassas to Fair Oaks, where we had earlier accident cleanup, was along the right side. That's been cleared as I check through the foggy conditions that we're dealing with this morning. And a huge tree is blocking Glebe Road at 123, the chain bridge, and it looks like that will be there for a while. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather now, returning after highs yesterday just above 70 degrees. Today, how about 84? Clouds early, but breaks of sun at times. Isolated showers, thunderstorms today. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, warm yoga pants, 66 degrees right now. 626 on WMAL. We're still talking to you about whether or not you think dress code's appropriate at your kids' schools, or whether or not maybe it's inappropriate. My school has a very inappropriate dress code. Let's go now to Paul in District Heights, who's been waiting. Paul, thank you for joining us. Mornings on the Mall.
Okay, I'm Catholic, I'm religious, but I am not a prude. There's enough pain in life without imposing unnecessary amount of it on our girls. Let them wear pretty much what they want, mini skirt, shorts. That's the way it was in the 60s. That's the way it should be today.
Yeah, but you don't think there should be much structure to that at all. It's just you don't think there should be much structure to that other than, like, the obvious, don't wear a bikini to school.
Right. You know, cover your a decent top. But
yeah.
If the girls want to wear a short skirt or shorts, let them. What's the harm?
There's Paul. Paul in favor of a liberal dress code. Thank you, Paul, for that. Comparing it to, what was it, the 60s? That's very nice of you. Thank you. 628 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and as you know, I've hit my weight loss goal. Yeah, my empowered weight. I couldn't have done it without EMP. They provided me with the ingredients for total body health with the right food and the right behaviors. It's really not just a number on the scale. They helped me quit the junk. I feel and, well, I think I look pretty good. EMP 180 and I have an offer to get you moving. We're giving the listeners of WMAL and my show an incentive. This is just for you now. For every 10 weeks you're on the program, we're going to give you a free week. 10 weeks, a free week. 20 weeks, two free weeks. 30 weeks, I think you get the picture. It's a lose the weight and win situation. And like me, once you hit your empowered weight, you receive free weigh-ins and consultations for life, forever. If I fall off, which I don't plan on, they have my back. If you have weight to lose, just go to EMP 180. They'll help you get there and stay there. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sauna Spine recognize recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Well, John Sununu committed the unforgivable sin of attacking the cable news network he appeared on as he was on it. That's coming up. And also, Maxine Waters calling for impeachment. What is her evidence for it? This is going to be delicious. You'll really love this. That's next. It's 6:30 on WMAL. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The death toll is now at least 80 in Kabul, Afghanistan, in a suicide truck bombing at rush hour this morning. Reporter Jessica Donati covers Afghanistan for the Wall Street Journal.
I was really lucky because all our windows were blown in and the front of the house was damaged. But I had left my room 5 minutes previously and I was in the shower and the house shook. And there was some dust and stuff, but the shower doesn't have any windows, so I was in a good position.
The blast went off not far from the German embassy in Kabul, and several German diplomats are said to be among the injured. Maryland's attorney general has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that could further hold up work on the Purple Line. Judge Richard Leon's ruling ordered more study of potential Purple Line ridership in light of Metro's ongoing troubles, even though the Purple Line would not be part of the Metro system. Montgomery County has settled its lawsuit over the long-delayed, over-budget Silver Spring Transit Center. The county has reportedly settled for $25 million in its suit against the builders and designers of the transit center. The congressional Russia investigation is set to take another step forward.
President Trump's fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn now says he is willing to cooperate with Senate investigators to provide them with documents sought by two subpoenas. Flynn expected to hand over the first batch to the Senate Intelligence Committee by June 6th.
Correspondent Joe Johns. And the former president of the NAACP is set to announce today that he's going to run for governor of Maryland next year. Ben Jealous will hold a news conference today in Baltimore. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 21,029, the Nasdaq at 6203. Sports, the Nats beat the Giants. The O's fall to the Yankees. It's a four-game suspension for Bryce Harper from Monday's brawl in San Francisco. WNBA, the Mystics host Connecticut at midday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and Oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all-female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we have a huge mess near the Chain Bridge. We have a huge tree down on Glebe Road, right near Chainbridge Road and the Chain Bridge. So it's closed in each direction. However, it looks like if you're coming off of Chainbridge Road, commuters are still making that right turn and you're just sitting there. Tree trucks are there, so they're starting the removal of this tree, but you want to take the left onto Chainbridge and use Canal Road. Also, if you're coming out of Arlington, you don't want to commit to Glebe Road. They don't have you blocked off, so you're getting up to the tree and then you have to turn around. You don't want to turn around on that stretch of Glebe Road. It's so narrow, it makes me nervous every time I'm there. But take Glebe Road. You can take Military Road heading toward your destination, so plan ahead. I'll let you know soon as that opens. Heading to the Wilson Bridge this morning, the extended delay begins first at St. Barnabas Road, but across the Wilson Bridge into Virginia. We had an earlier car fire near Van Dorn. It's been taken care of. Everything gone. So the closer you get to Van Dorn, the better the pace. 66 out of Manassas toward Fair Oaks. Stop and go, but the crash completely cleared there as well. Baltimore-Washington Parkway south of 197, accident to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible commute in this morning. A lot of cloud around, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Looks like the best chance will be north. This afternoon, more of the same. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, and a warmer 84. Tonight, chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, then a few clouds, 63. Sun's back tomorrow, 80. A few clouds on Friday, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Warrenton, 63 and only 66 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, 637 on WMAL. Coming up, 705, Alexi McCammon from Axios is going to stop by to talk about the White House and its staff changes. 735, Ron Kessler, who you may know from Secret Service books, he's here to talk about James Comey acting on false Russian intelligence. And at 805, Baltimore Councilman Brandon Scott. Baltimore has a new curfew for young people, and he'll be here to explain why and see whether or not that's working for that city. Vince Colonnese in with Mary Walter this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. John Sununu yesterday. We haven't heard from a lot. John Sununu was on CNN yesterday with Allison Camerota, and I saw this, and it was absolutely epic. So if you missed it, we're going to play quite a bit of the audio from this just because it's so good. And it was really great to see someone finally stand up. I think we're all so tired of the double standard. We're all so tired of this persecution, this beating of the Russia drum, even though there's been two investigations that have come up with nothing. So let's have a third because we didn't come up with anything with two. So Allison Camerota asked him, is there anything about the Russian investigation connected to the Trump campaign that bothers you? Here she is.
Is there anything about the Russian investigation connected to the Trump campaign that troubles you?
The reporting that's taking place and the exaggeration of veniality and the suggestion. Look, it's now 7 months since the election, and to this day, no one has cited a single piece of evidence.
So, yeah, there's something that bothers me. This question bothers me. There's nothing here, and we've been doing this over and over again. Yeah, that's what bothers me. Now, the look on Allison Camerota's face was like, ugh. Okay. And she sat there and she had that smile on her, you know, that smile that they all plaster on their face, because now it's getting uncomfortable. And John Sununu continued.
Look, you're asking hypotheticals on hypotheticals.
Well, I'm trying actually take your temperature. I'm trying to gauge your comfort level with all of this.
My comfort level, the only discomfort I have is with folks in the media trying to create a veniality without having the courage to specifically tell me what the veniality that I should be concerned about is.
Well,
I have not identified a veniality. Have you?
And he kept asking her over and over again. So what are we talking about here? What's the sin that has been committed? What are we talking about? And she said, well, I'm asking you about that. And he kept throwing it back in her face.
There's nothing like the look on an anchor's face when the interview begins to lose control, or like where they realize all of a sudden that this wasn't just a simple Q&A, that the guest is actually wanting to get into a debate directly with the person who they think is interviewing with them. Allison Camerota sitting there trying to handle the former New Hampshire governor, and I think it's kind of funny. It's nice when the emperor has no clothes story kind of actually lives out, like, in reality, in public, where you have John Sununu being like, wait a second, stop. We've spent how many months talking about something that nobody's asked the fundamental question on? What is the evidence that we're all getting all bent out of shape over? What's the thing? And she was caught flat-footed, because it's taken as a matter of faith, especially in the press, just as a matter of faith that there's a collusion story at the bottom of this pile of nonsense. Maybe there is, but so far the evidence hasn't yielded itself. We've spoken at length about how many leaks we've seen, and if the intelligence community had what I've called the kill shot, the thing that's like, this is it, this is the evidence of collusion, that thing hasn't leaked yet. It's always been, there was this conversation. What was said? I don't know, but there was a conversation that took place. Okay, between whom? Between a Russian citizen and someone within Trump's orbit. Okay, tell me more. I can't tell you more. Why not? Because that's all we know. Okay, so why is that risible to the point that we treat it like this is a national crisis?
Well, actually, talking about collusion, they got into it with the question of, okay, what collusion?
You should be concerned if there was collusion. And that's what
I don't see any evidence of collusion. Do you?
No.
That should end your reporting right there.
I can't believe he caught her in a binary. She must not answer that many questions in a political nature. In Washington, you don't answer yes or no questions with the words yes or no. Then Allison and Sununu, do you see any evidence of collusion? She responds, no. I don't know how she can continue the interview that at that rate.
Well, that's the thing. He ended it. It was brilliant. That's why I was cheering while I was watching this yesterday. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And there's a producer somewhere being fired today. You know that, for booking him and not knowing what he was going to say.
Yeah, I at the end of this, remember, has the Trump administration handled things incorrectly? Sure. Have people in his orbit not managed their conversations the right way? Definitely. There's been all sorts of things that have been problematic. Is it enough, though, that actual collusion's taking place? Not yet.
I just want to let you hear how it ended.
If Mueller comes out and says that my version is correct and yours isn't, how much crow are you going to eat?
Governor, I don't have a version of events.
Of course you do. The whole half hour I listened to Governor, is a version.
Governor, we are asking questions of the Governor? Sources of the people who know, attempting to see where the investigation is.
Well, now we know what the C will stand for. Crow. CNN.
Yeah. It was just fantastic. We wanted to share that with you. It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
All right, 6:45 a.m. on the East Coast. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The East Coast. Okay, here we go. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound. Crews tell me they have the accident on the shoulder in Laurel. It's southbound, south of 197, but it's giving us delays that begin before 198, so plan ahead as you push south out of Jessup. Northbound side, you're good. No problems out of Greenbelt and pushing northbound in through those Laurel interchanges. The Beltway, we've been busy crossing the Wilson Bridge. Your delays out of Maryland begin back at Route 5 now, Branch Avenue. And that just goes to the Wilson Bridge. Now, the closer you get into Virginia and Alexandria, the better the pace. Earlier car fire is history on the Beltway Interloop at Van Dorn, so that's not a factor. What is a factor? 210 as you approach Palmer Road and Livingston Road, right in that corridor. Crews are responding to an accident northbound side of 210. 66 were bunched up out of Manassas to Fair Oaks. Big deal trying to get toward the Chain Bridge. Huge tree down, but crews are there. They're dealing with the tree. Do not commit to Glebe Road in the area of 123. If you're coming out of Arlington, I would not go past Military Road. That would be the diversion point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible commute in this morning. A lot of cloud around, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Looks like the best chance will be north. This afternoon, more of the same. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, and a warmer 84. Tonight, chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, then a few clouds, 63. Sun's back tomorrow, 80. A few clouds on Friday, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in your nation's capital, 66 degrees. It's 6:47 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at more than 20 offices all across Northern Virginia. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
All right, 6:47 on WMAL. Anti-Maxine, right? Mary, this is crazy.
Well, we love Maxine Waters. Who does not love a good Maxine Waters rant? Because she's just so out there and just so incoherent. So she, a pro-Trump constituent, was at some Maxine Waters event on Memorial Day. She went up to her and said, you know, I've been trying to get in touch with you. And, she said, well, I have 700,000. You're one of 700,000. And she said, you know, I've called your office and sent emails. I haven't received a response. So this woman, Melanie Bell, pressed on and about Maxine Waters' calls to impeach President Trump. And this is what Maxine had to say in response.
Your president is a dishonorable, lying man. He mocked a journalist. I've never seen a grown man do that. He talked about grabbing women by the private parts. He lies every day. He's in bed with Putin and the Russians about oil. And everybody around him are allies with the Kremlin and with the oligarchs of Russia. They're going to take us down.
Now, the reason she went on that is because she, this woman, Melanie Bell, said to, asked him about impeaching Trump, and Maxine Waters said, well, yeah, he should be impeached. That man, she said, well, he's not my president. She said, well, he's my president. And that's when she told a constituent, well, your president is all these things. This is from a woman clearly who believes that she will be reelected no matter what, which she's right. Maxine Waters is going to die in office. And this woman, Melanie Bell, brought up, well, you know, you're worried about, you know, saying what, you know, that President Trump with women, and brought up Bill Clinton. And Maxine Waters went on about that.
He said
I go back to...
What grown man talks like that?
I go back to President Clinton.
I don't care about Clinton.
Well, of course
I care about this.
Of course.
Listen, I'm going to work every day until I get him impeached.
She's going to work every day. But on the upside, that means Maxine Waters is actually going to be doing something, which, you know, which is nice, because she is the poster child for term limits. Maxine Waters is just one. There are several poster children for term limits.
It's so funny that she keeps calling for impeachment. The simple question she can't answer is, what's the evidence on which you want impeachment? And it's always like, well, there's an investigation.
Well, stop using your big words.
What does that mean? 650 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
All right, time to find out how your money's doing. Let's check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Futures are pointing to a higher open. They were mixed earlier. After a down day for Wall Street yesterday, the major indexes are likely to finish this final trading day of May with another month of gains. Markets are mixed right now in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is trading a little bit lower. The Federal Aviation Administration is seeking $435,000 in a penalty against United Airlines for allowing an unairworthy plane to fly. It says United didn't inspect a repair job that was done on a 787 Dreamliner after it was revealed in some paperwork. United says it's working with the FAA on this. Economic reports out today include pending home sales for April and the Beige Book, which is a government snapshot of national economic activity. The NHL will unveil new Adidas-branded jerseys in June, with as many as 13 teams getting makeovers. The Capitals are not on the list for a makeover. Starting next season in the NBA, players will begin wearing sponsors on their jerseys. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Coming out of Arlington and Falls Church, I still would not commit to Glebe Road passing Military Road, even though they are allowing you to get by, because once you get closer to the chain bridge, that's where crews have been dealing with the downed tree. Now, they are making progress. They were allowing several cars to get by, but they're still maneuvering things around here. So it should be cleared shortly, but right now they've stopped traffic again. Glebe Road near the chain bridge. But again, progress is quickly improving there. Let's make it a trip around the Beltway topside, 95 to Georgia Avenue, slowing. In fact, delays just past Colesville Road. They were looking for an incident. Southbound side, Baltimore Washington Parkway, south of 197. Crash was to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible commute in this morning. A lot of cloud around, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Looks like the best chance will be north. This afternoon, more of the same. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, and a warmer 84. Tonight, chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, then a few clouds, 63. Sun's back tomorrow, 80. A few clouds on Friday, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 6:56.
That is Ariana Grande. It was her concert that was bombed in Manchester. She has now decided, she's putting together a fundraising concert to help pay for the victims of the suicide bombing that killed 22 people and a lot more were injured. It's going to be called One Love Manchester. It's set for June 4th at the Emirates Old Taffert Cricket Grounds. I was just there last week. And now, also playing is going to be Coldplay, Katy Perry, Pharrell Williams, and a whole bunch of others are going to be there to help do this. And listen, I think that's a good thing. I'm not an Ariana Grande fan. I think she's said and done some things that I just really don't like. But I give her credit for stepping up and putting this together. Justin Bieber's going to be there. Miley Cyrus, another one I don't like. I don't like Katy Perry. I'm not buying tickets. Niall
Horan. So they're assembling an entire concert of people you don't like.
Pretty much. I'm very skeptical when it comes to these concerts. Remember there was a big concert after the 9/11 attacks?
Yeah.
Remember there was a big concert in New York? They had that huge kind of Madison Square Garden. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars were raised, right? Where did that money go? I just don't like the fact that there's no accounting of that. There was the concert for Sandy. I don't know anybody who got money from that. I'm very skeptical when it comes to this because we never hear about where the money actually goes. I think people donate because it's a good cause and, you know, you play on people's heartstrings and it's a terrible, horrible thing that happened and people want to help. I'm always, like I said, I get very skeptical when it comes to this type of thing, and maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I've never, I mean, do you know where the money went for the 9/11 concert?
I wasn't tracking it. So you're right. I mean, it could have been misused. I'm sure a lot of things are, for sure, especially when it comes to something, an organization assembling that's not traditionally a charitable organization that you don't track. But my thing with this is, celebrities are often criticized for jumping into politics or sort of getting outside of their lane. I feel like benefit concerts are precisely within their lane, which is to say, you know, whatever they can do to actually help out, being a performer is actually a good way to do that because that is their job. So things like this, I don't begrudge them at all. I think it's a good opportunity. Hopefully people get to see a cool concert. It's not every day you get to see a bunch of A-list stars together performing like this. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are going to take advantage of that just because they enjoy the entertainment experience. And hopefully all of the money goes to a good cause. Take care of the 22 families that have lost loved ones, and of course the many more who've been injured. It's a heartwarming way to deal with this, I think.
And tickets for the event go on sale June 1st via Ticketmaster.
All right, we have a lot more coming up today. We got Alexi McCammon from Axios joining us at the top of the next hour because there's drama within the White House, and Axios seems to have the nearest thing to reporting on what is actually happening with the staff shakeups. That's all ahead.
Yeah, actual reporting. Yeah. And also coming up, a Texas brawl. We've got some details about that Texas brawl in the Florida State Senate, which was awesome.
Oh, boy, yeah.